So today is it's kind of a special day in the life of the church. It's All Saints Day, as you know. Though today is actually more commonly known, of course, as the day after Halloween, Stomachache Day. But it's more than that. It's All Saints Day. We remember on All Saints Day the people, the faithful people who have gone before us, who have taught us, who have encouraged us, and have paved the way for us now as we carry on our own life of faith. When you think of the saints, you may think of the faith heroes like Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King Jr. Or maybe you think of the old faith heroes from the Bible like Abraham and Sarah and Moses. And that's all right and good. They're a part of our Christian heritage. We don't really celebrate the saints the same way as the Catholic Church does. We don't have any organized system to elect special people to the category of sainthood, and we don't pray to the saints or anything. Instead, we call people saints because they lived faithfully into the Christian life. And on All Saints Day, we remember the great and recognized saints of the church, but we also remember the not-so-famous or not-so-recognized people who we have known, people who have been saints in our own lives. Our scripture for this morning is from Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. I love our scripture today in Hebrews 12. Our scripture begins by saying we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. I love that. We're surrounded by these faithful people who have gone before us. If we look just before our scripture in chapter 11, the author lists dozens and dozens or more names of the faithful people throughout the Bible, Noah and Abraham and Moses, David and Solomon, and so on. There's a full chapter of scripture discussing these faithful people from throughout the scriptures, people from long ago who have persevered in life and are now models of faith for us. The scripture we're reading from today seeks to encourage us, the believers in the present, by reminding us of the faithful believers of the past. Clearly, the readers, the original readers of our scripture, were tired, and they were weary. They were struggling with the weight of the Christian life amidst the reality of sin and opposition, perhaps on the verge of losing heart. And here in this scripture, they are encouraged. We are encouraged and called to persevere in the faith just as they did so long ago. The life of faith in this passage of scripture is described as a sort of race. It says we're to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. We as Christians are like runners who, in living the Christian life, are striving to persevere to the end. But the Christian life, as we know, is not much like a sprint to the finish line. It's more like a marathon. It's more like a marathon where each day we plug along and we'll get tired or we'll get a fresh burst of energy to carry us into another season of life. This is the rhythm and reality of Christian life. One of my old college friends was a cross-country runner, and she was on a scholarship and everything. She was pretty good. Those races are really long, though. I could never do it. Even though she was really good when she set her mind to it, I remember, I think it was our junior year of college, she kind of got in a bad habit of just quitting in the middle of her races. Her coach would get just furious at her. But she would just get tired, as any of us would. Something would get in her head, convincing her that she couldn't finish or that she should just quit instead of enduring to the end. I know now that she no longer runs to compete anymore. But I saw the other day that she's still running. She still runs a lot. But now she just does it for the joy of running. Though there are always things that that seem to test the endurance of our faith, we are called to persevere, not to discard the Christian life when it's difficult, but to hold fast to the faith and run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Though we know the goal in any race is, of course, to get to the finish line and get there first if possible, really the objective in the Christian life is not necessarily the finish line. We can't fast forward to the end. Why would we want to? Jesus is actually the perfecter of our faith, the finisher of our faith, the scripture says. He's already won the race for us. So our goal is to live faithfully into the Christian life for the joy that is set for us, the joy that is set before us, and to persevere throughout this one life that we've been given. So through it all, we are to take heart. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, like a heavenly crowd that's gathered in support of those of us who are living the Christian life. A cloud of witnesses who have completed their life of faith gathers in support of those of us who have yet to finish. We as Christians, we don't run this race alone. We don't live the life of faith alone. We can not only look ahead to Jesus, the finisher of our faith, who has won the race for us, but we are also connected with all who have gone before us, who have shown us how to persevere in living lives of faith and have now sort of handed off the baton to us. Growing up, the son of a pastor, I've had to move to a couple different towns throughout the years as my dad changes churches. It's just what happens in ministry. So I had to say goodbye to the people I'd grown to love and move on to get to know another group of people that I'd grow to love. It's difficult having to say goodbye to your friends and your church family. But I have to say, in all of this, I think I've kind of been given a unique blessing in disguise. Having been raised in a number of churches in my life, I've known a lot of saints. I remember Ralph and Helen Brazelton from Elkhart Christian Church. They were my 70-year-old friends. Really, they were the perfect friends for a 6 or 7-year-old. I loved Ralph and Helen. I was always excited to run up and talk to them after church on Sunday, and they listened, like they actually cared what I had to say. They actually lived just down the road from us, so about every day I'd ride my little bike down to Ralph and Helen's and sit on their porch and hang out with my 70-year-old friends. Think of Larry and Nani Smith from Norwalk Christian Church. Larry, we buried just a couple months ago. When I was in elementary school, we'd always have Grandparents' Day, you know, where you'd take your grandparents to school and they could work with you throughout the day and see all that you did there every day at school. My actual grandparents lived all the way up in Michigan or in South Dakota, so they couldn't make it, but Larry and Nani could. So they were my grandparents. These are just a few of those saints from the top of my list. Someday, years down the road, for me and for my daughter especially, it's going to be some of you on that list. So who is it for you? Who's on your list? Who has been significant in your life, teaching you, showing you the life of faith? Who's in that great cloud of witnesses for you? Take a second. Why don't you make a little list in your head? Write it down if you want. I heard a sermon by Fred Craddock a few years ago. He was preaching on a scripture in Romans where the Apostle Paul lists all these people who have helped him along the way. It's not a terribly sentimental passage of scripture. It's just a list of people. But what really stuck in my head from this sermon was just these four words he repeated over and over. He said, "It's not a list. It's not a list." I asked Mitzi, our secretary, to print off for me this list of all those who have passed away from our congregation this year. So I have this list. And having looked at it, I know it's surely some of those same names that you have running through your head on your list. But it's not a list, is it? It's not a list. It's more than that. Thank God. Thank God for those saints who have already gone marching in. We have life left. We have time left to strive to hold fast to the faith for the joy that is set before us. It's a lifelong challenge, but we know it's been done before. So take heart, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside our burdens. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Amen.